This news story was written by Andrea Sachs. What New York City's new Airbnb rules mean for travelers. A restrictive law for short-term rentals effectively turns hosts and guests into roommates. This story has been updated. Starting in early September, New York City will begin enforcing restrictions on short-term rentals that could push visitors away from booking platforms such as Airbnb and into the arms of hotels or New Jersey. Local Law 18, which goes into effect September 5, includes several rules that travelers might find troublesome. No more than two paying guests can stay in a short-term rental at a time, no matter the size of the dwelling or the number of bedrooms. Hosts must be physically present while their properties are being rented. Hosts and visitors must leave the doors inside the dwelling unlocked, so occupants can access the entire unit. In my opinion, what they're doing in New York is basically shutting down Airbnb, said Lisa Grossman, a travel agent who for years has used short-term rental platforms to list an apartment in her Manhattan home. People who want to stay in apartments don't want to be roommates with somebody, so there's really no option. You are either a roommate or you're in a hotel room. Sean Hennessy, a clinical associate professor at New York University's Jonathan M. Tisch Center of Hospitality, agrees that the legislation could drive consumers toward hotels or other destinations with less stringent rules. Unless it is a really big unit, I think a lot of travelers will find it uncomfortable to stay in an apartment that fully complies with and abides by the city's new regulations, Hennessy said. The short-term rental registration law, or Local Law 18, was passed in January 2022. The Office of Special Enforcement published the final rules this February and launched the registration application portal in March. The city postponed its enforcement for several reasons, including lawsuits filed by Airbnb. The legislation clarifies previously enacted laws, codes, and zoning rules governing short-term rentals, such as the NYS Multiple Dwelling Law, the NYC Administrative Code, and the New York City Zoning Resolution. Law 18 applies only to properties rented for less than 30 days. According to city legislators, the law is intended to stamp out illegal short-term rentals, ensure the safety of guests bunking in private dwellings, and ease the tight housing market. It has long been our goal to work with New York City to create sensible home-sharing regulations for our host community, and for the better part of the last decade, we have worked hard to find a path forward, Theo Yudinsky, Airbnb's global policy director, said in a statement. New York City's new short-term rental rules are a blow to its tourism economy. The city is sending a clear message to millions of potential visitors who will now have fewer accommodation options when they visit New York City. You are not welcome. Inventory is about to drop. Per the law, homeowners and apartment dwellers who wish to list their property on such platforms as Airbnb, Vrbo, or Booking.com must register with the Office of Special Enforcement, OSE. The application costs $145. If the department approves the filing, it will issue a registration number that will appear on the host's online listing. Illegal short-term rentals can be dangerous for neighbors, guests, and first responders. They can lack proper fire safety systems such as alarms and sprinklers, and may not have enough exits in the event of an emergency, the city's Office of Special Enforcement states online. As of August 28, the OSE said it has received 3,250 applications. Of those, it has reviewed 808 submissions, granted 257 certificates, rejected 72, and returned 479 for additional information or to correct deficiencies. The department also maintains a prohibited buildings list of units that can't be rented short-term because of their lease terms or because they are rent-regulated. Since August 28, the office has received 10,157 submissions for the list. Fines for hosts can range from $100 to $1,000 for a first violation. Guests will not incur penalties for staying at an illegal property. When Local Law 18 kicks in, travelers could bump into a new obstacle, a blank reservations calendar. Airbnb said listings without a registration number will not be able to accept new reservations after the law is activated. To avoid disrupting upcoming trips, the company will honor reservations made before September 5 for stays through December 1. To comply with the law, guests will receive a refund for the service fee. After December 1, Airbnb will cancel and refund reservations at uncertified properties. We don't want to ruin people's visit with their grandmother for her birthday, so we are not canceling reservations in that period, said Nathan Rotman, senior public policy manager at Airbnb. Hosts and guests become roommates. According to Law 18, occupants must have free and unobstructed access to every room and each exit within the apartment. For this reason, locking internal doors is not permitted, though hosts and guests can secure bathrooms, bedrooms, and other private quarters when they are in use. You can lock the bathroom door while you're using it, but the tenant can't lock their room and go out for the day, Hennessy said. So the host can go into the guest bedroom and the guest can go into the host's bedroom, at least as the law is written. The prospect of sharing her personal space with strangers unsettles Grossman, who co-founded the grassroots activist group Restore Homeowner Autonomy and Rights NYC, in May. A door separates her living quarters from the rental unit. Under the new rules, she will have to unlock that door. A week before the law start date, she was still undecided about whether she would register with the city. I may decide to go down that road at some point, she said, but I have not mentally come to terms with the idea of having somebody living in my home. 2 summers ago, the city fined Grossman for renting her apartment to a Canadian couple for 2 weeks, a violation the two-family homeowner was unaware of. I always thought it was legal until I got slapped with over $10,000 in fines, she said, adding that she incurred penalties for transient occupancy and violations typically issued to hotels. After the run-in with law enforcement, she stopped accepting short-term rental requests and only hosts visitors who commit to at least 30 days. At this juncture, she might not reverse her position. NYC hotels' rooms are expensive and small. New York City, and its accommodations, are in high demand. More than 56 million people visited the five boroughs in 2022 and 63 million travelers are expected this year, according to the New York City Tourism and Conventions. Hennessy describes the city as high occupancy, meaning a majority of its hotels are booked solid. Very low vacancy markets typically run an average year-round occupancy of 65%, he said. Before COVID, New York City had for 20 years run close to 85%. The city that never sleeps is rife with places to catnap. DJ Dondapani, president and chief executive of the Hotel Association of New York City, said the city has about 127,000 hotel rooms. By comparison, Airbnb counted about 38,500 active non-hotel listings that had been booked at least once since January 1, according to a court document in which the company was challenging Local Law 18. Budget travelers have a few cheap and communal options, such as Hosteling International, but not nearly as many as European metropolises, because NYC lawmakers banned hostels in 2010. For a lot of people, the appeal of Airbnb is strong beyond the fact that it's typically a little cheaper than a hotel room, said Hennessy, the NYU professor. In New York City, where hotels are full much of the time, Airbnb presented an opportunity for a lot of travelers to take a trip that they might not otherwise have been able to do. Of course, short-term rental prices aren't pocket change, especially when cleaning and service fees are tallied. But hotel rates have been escalating. According to STR, a hospitality analytics firm, the average daily rate from this January through July was $264, more than 16% higher than the same period in 2019. Hennessy noted that rates in the second half of the year are often more expensive, so travelers should brace for higher prices in autumn and over the holidays. Additionally, if you are traveling with an entourage, you will likely have to book multiple hotel rooms because New York City rooms are often small. For a family of 6 or 5, it can be kind of tough to rent 2 or 3 hotel rooms in the city, Dondapani said. If hosts decide to pull their listings, the lodging options could shrivel up and prices could rise because of the drop in supply. Airbnb is especially concerned about the loss consequences in the outer boroughs, where short-term rentals outnumber hotels. It's going to make it harder and harder for people to stay in the outer boroughs, Rotman said. So big parts of the city are going to lose economic opportunity, and a lot of hosts are going to lose that little income they make renting short-term rentals on an occasional basis. With the countdown clock ticking loudly, Airbnb and a contingent of hosts said they are not giving up or giving in. Grossman said that the more than 300 RHOAR members in all five boroughs are reaching out to council members and asking them to reconsider the law and draft a new version that is less draconian. We're trying to find a path forward with the city, Rotman said. But for the moment, it's going to be complicated.